Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Bo Marchand. Today we're joined with Kent State Flash linebacker Cobrani Mixon. Cobrani, congratulations. You became a father last week. How's that been going for you?
It's going pretty good. You know, I haven't got no sleep yet, but I can't complain.
Nice. Yeah, not, can you complain? Could you give us the name of your little girl?
Her name's Ava.
Ava. Very nice. Well, Cobrani, I mean, you enter your senior season here with the Kent State Flashes. Last year, you guys were kind of destroyed by injuries. A lot of hopes rided on that, but they kind of faded away as the guys went down. But this year, I think you returned 8 offensive starters. The defense is ranked one of the best in the entire MAC. So I think the expectations, looking into this 2010 season are pretty high. For yourself, what are you looking to, at it?
Obviously, our goal is to win the MAC, Got a lot of time to come back, like you said, so our hopes are high. I mean, coming into this summer, we knew what our goal was and we've been working towards it, so hopefully we can put it together and finish this year.
Nice. I mean, expectations, MAC title, is that something that's realistic, you think?
Yeah, I think that's realistic. I really think it's realistic. The MAC, it's up and down every year. You got to win. Anybody can be beating the MAC, so ain't no talent really better than anyone else. So, yeah, I think it's realistic.
And for you guys, I think the first, 6 of the first 7 games, you guys are on the road. I know you got Boston College, and then you go to Happy Valley to play Penn State. So I think the brunt of the schedule is top heavy, and then the bottom, towards the end of the season, you got it I think 5 of the 6 home games. For you, is that would you prefer it that way? Would you rather have it tough, at the beginning, or would you rather have that softer schedule at home towards the end?
Yeah, I'd rather have it tough in the beginning, see what we're made of, It's a confidence booster when you play good against those big teams, and then you expect to just roll through the match. But, I like having those games, out-of-conference schedule games first so we can get our feet up under us a little bit, get a little chemistry.
Oh, nice.
With the match play.
Definitely. And for you guys, you got some great teammates. The defense is really stacked. Who are some of the guys that kind of mentored you when you first got to Kent State? I know you transferred from Michigan, but you arrived at Kent State. Who are some of the guys that kind of took you under their wing and kind of got you to where you're at today?
I would say Brian took me under his wing. We went to the same high school. Part of the reason I transferred to Kent because he went there. Another guy I would say was probably Derek Burrell. He played linebacker when I got there, and he was an all-conference guy. I just kind of looked up to him when I first got there. That's why I went to model myself after.
Nice. And looking back, can you believe it's kind of come and gone? You got 1 year of college left?
Man, it flies by. You don't believe it until you go through it, but it really does fly by.
Nice. And once again, Cobrani Mixon, Kent State Flash linebacker, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Cobrani, looking at your team, Eugene Jarvis was another big name that went down last year, the running back, set all kinds of records for Kent State. You guys get him back. How's he looked thus far through spring games and practices?
He looks better than ever. You wouldn't even tell that he had even hurt and didn't get to play last year, You can't replace a guy like Eugene Jarvis. He's a big play guy. And we missed that last year. Dre and Speedy stepped up good. They did the best they could. That was good, too. But you can't replace a guy like Eugene Jarvis.
And, standing at 5'5", a tiny guy, what's it like trying to hunt him down over those big offensive linemen?
Can't see him until he gets through the line, and then it's too late. That's definitely his advantage, and people think it's a disadvantage, but I would say it's an advantage.
Definitely, one of the top guys in the MAC. And how about looking back, some of the guys you've gone up against, you had Dan LeFever, Freddie Barnes, a lot of big-name guys. Who are some of the toughest guys you've gone up, MAC-wise in the last few years?
Freddie Barnes, I thought was good. He played really well against us. I think the Western Michigan running back was good. Forget his name exactly, but I thought he was good. I'd definitely say Freddie Barnes was, he probably had the most talent that we played against last year.
Nice. Cobrani, looking at this season, obviously the expectations are high. The big games, is there anybody you're kind of gunning? Maybe you had some difficulties in the past against a team that's kind of got the best of you that you're kind of hoping to get when, your one last run here in, college football?
I would say Akron. We haven't beat Akron yet since I've been here, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'm you know, so, I mean, I want to beat them, really. I would say Bowling Green also, they beat us last year, you know, the last play of the game. So, I mean, those are two teams I would say I'm looking out for personally.
I think
I know my team is, too.
And I think you got Akron. That's your homecoming game, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are definitely going to be jones for that, then.
Right, we definitely should be hyped up for that.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, Doug Martin, the coach, I mean, he's done a great job. You guys have, produced a lot of nice NFL talent that's kind of gone under the radar. Last year, Julian Edelman, seventh-round pick for the New England Patriots. Jameson Constance past season to the New Orleans Saints. A lot of guys successful, James Harrison and then Joshua Cribbs. Why do you think Kent State gets a little overlooked maybe around draft time? Any explanation for it?
I don't know really why, because, I mean, we do put players out, like you said. I mean, only reason I can think of is really competition level, that should prove to be not the matter, because we're competing with them in the NFL, you know, and in college level, so I don't really know why. Hopefully we can change that, though, because, I mean, we're putting out good players, too.
Yeah, definitely, putting out great talent. And how about you? I mean, the senior season comes up. I mean, is there any different mindset for you? I mean, as a leader or anything like that when you look at this year?
I'm definitely trying to step up in the leader role, you know. My teammates voted me captain for the second year in a row, so I feel like it's my duty kind of, you know, to step up. I'm going to try to be a little more vocal this year. I know that was something I didn't do the last couple of years, and see how that goes, and really just do whatever they want me to do to help them win, really. Know that they can trust me.
Nice. And, you know, I asked the guys, too. I mean, what kind of leader are you? Are you kind of like a lead-by-example guy? Are you that Ray Lewis-type linebacker who's going to be all fiery and get everybody fired up? I mean, or is it both? I mean, how best do you represent yourself to your teammates where they give you that respect?
I would say it's both. You know, when I need to say something, I'll say something. But most of the time, I'm a by-example kind of guy, you know.
Nice.
I mean, when the time is right, I'll speak up, and when they're looking for somebody to say something, I'll be the one to say it, so I would say a little bit of both.
A little bit of both, and I mean, when you're just kicking it with your teammates, I mean, who are we most likely to see Cobrani Mixon hanging out with?
Probably Dan Hartman, Doug Gray, obviously Brian Lehart, you know, with the high school, he's the best friends forever, so those guys, Eugene, I kick it with Eugene, Tyshawn, Spencer, anybody, really.
Nice, so a close-knit group?
Yeah, we're a lot closer this year than we have been in a while. I mean, we come over to each other's houses and mess with our dogs. We all got dogs and play games and just cook out, really anything. Go bowling, it don't really matter. I say we're closer than we've been in a while, though.
Nice. So, I mean, you guys are playing games. What type of games are you guys going to play?
You know, NCAA, Fight Night, USC Undisputed, 2K10, games like that.
Who's the title holder of most of those times?
You know, we switch it up a little bit. I'm a competitive guy, so I'm going to say I win them all, you know. So, even though that might not be the case, but we switch it up right now, man.
Now, I know a couple guys from, I think from Southern Mississippi, they actually made a belt, and they would pass the belt around for whoever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple. Just to give you guys an idea, maybe you guys got to, you know, make one of them fake little wrestling belts, and whoever's the champ can... wear the belt for the thing. Remember, I'm going to have more Kent State guys on, so I'm going to ask them the same questions. So,
Yeah.
You guys are usually good for saying you win the most times, and then
right.
Usually when I'll have Eugene Jarvis on in 2 weeks, and he'll be like, oh, no, I always win. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's the way. So, I mean, locker room talk, I mean, you know, for the fans from Kent State listening out there, I mean, who's the prankster of the team? I mean, who's the guy that kind of, you know, the jokester? Who's going to pull the prank on a teammate the most?
I'd say probably Chris Anzalino.
Okay.
He's probably one of the sillier ones. You know, the offensive line, they like to play around a lot. I would definitely say him.
Nice. How about in terms of pranks, I mean, when's the funniest prank that you remember on a teammate?
I remember Sam Frick wrapped up, whose helmet was it? I forget whose helmet he wrapped up. He saran wrapped his whole helmet with the ice bags that we wrap our ice bags on, like the legs or arms on with or whatever, like saran wrap pretty much. He wrapped their whole helmet up, and they was late to practice. They couldn't get out there. It took them a while to cut it all off. So that was probably the funniest one I've seen.
So how does that come about? So when he comes out late for practice, I mean, does he get the brunt of it, or does somebody else get? How's that work? How's Coach take that?
Oh, he gets the brunt of it. Part of the prank, you know. Everybody else is just laughing. They don't know. I mean, coaches don't know what's going on. They just realize he's late, you know.
Oh, okay. That's excellent. Once again, Cabrani Mixon, Kent State linebacker, one of the top linebackers in the MAC, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Cabrani, before we let you go, we know you're very busy, and we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy summer to join us, but we like to have a little fun with you guys before we let you go. They're called Three and Out. Some questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a roll with that?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. Who has the best nickname on the Kent State Flashes and why?
I would say Jacquees Terry, and his name's Speedy. He's not really fast, but that's his name. I don't know why we're calling him that. We're calling him since he got here.
That's excellent. And Coach Doug Martin, what's the best way to get under his skin? What makes him most furious during a practice or a game that, you know, just sends him off the edge? Very nice. Now, the final question before we let you go today, Cabrani, is, you know, if you could go back to school, I know you said Bowling Green in Akron, but if, you know, this upcoming season or even in the past, I mean, if you'd like to take down one school, who would it like to be?
This year I'd like to be in Penn State.
There you go. Well, Cabrani, hey, we'd love to keep base, touch base with you throughout the season. Wish you the best, and obviously congratulations on becoming a dad this past weekend. I hope that works out. I know you're gonna have a busy, busy summer between your little girl and practices and this great upcoming season for the Kent State Flashes.
Thank you. I'll be in touch with you, man. I'll do this whenever.
All right, man. Cabrani, hey, all the best, and like I said, we'll be reaching out.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good one.
You too. That's Cabrani Mixon of the Kent State Flashes joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Remember, go to the NFLDraftBible.com. There you're going to find the latest college and football news. Once again, thanks for listening.